A lot of time spent this week, Senator, on the upcoming 2024 fiscal year budget, and that's through the Senate Appropriations Committee. You've had the firsthand look at everything this week. Tell us about the budget for the upcoming year.
Yes, I'm a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and as a member of that Appropriations Committee, we do look at every line item on the budget. It is a very tedious process, but as a certified public accountant, I do enjoy looking through the budget, making sure that your taxpayer dollars are being used effectively and efficiently. Some of the things were good in the budget. I did like the money that we are spending to widen I-70. I think I-70 goes through a lot of my counties in the 21st Senatorial District and is in dire need of repair. So what the Senate position was is that we would expand I-70 all the way from basically Wentzville to Kansas City. This is something that I think will improve traffic flow along that route and would mean that we would not have a toll road on I-70. Some of the things that I did not prefer in the budget, one of which the Senate took out that I was in disagreement in, is the language related to DEIB. Now, DEIB is supposed to be diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, and the House had put some language in there to take out training and staffing and whatnot between different agencies. I support what the House is trying to do there. Unfortunately, the Senate Appropriations Committee took that language out. I usually refer to DEIB as divisiveness, evasiveness, intrusion, and bickering because it just causes, in my opinion, quite a bit of bickering back and forth. I believe that you should be judged on the content of your character and not the color of your skin, and that's why I have a lot of concerns about allowing DEIB programs in the Missouri state budget.
Obviously, a few more steps to take on the budget before this would go to the governor between going to the Senate floor and then whatever bills would have to go to a Senate-House conference committee. A lot can change between now and May 5th.
Yes, most certainly a lot can change between now and May 5th. May 5th is the constitutional deadline that we have to have the budget completed by. So the Senate Appropriations Committee approved the work and approved those House bills. This week, we will debate these House budget bills on the Senate floor next week. I would expect a robust discussion, especially on the DEIB, adding that language back into the House budget to make sure that we align with what the House approved. And like I said, I would expect a lot of discussion on the DEIB language to make sure that your taxpayer dollars are not going to DEIB programs.
Senate also spent some time this week on the foreign ownership measure, in this case, the House version, House Bill 903.
Yes, I was glad that the Senate took up and passed House Bill 903 to ban China and many of our foreign adversaries from owning Missouri farmland. I believe that China should be able to buy 0 acres of Missouri farmland. I had filed a similar bill, Senate Bill 334, earlier this year. However, House Bill 903 was the vehicle that we're using to get that passed. You know, we have a lot of great farmers here in the state. Farming and agriculture is our number one industry, and I don't want to see China buy up any more agriculture land here in the state.